You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music out of the Israeli jazz scene from guitarist Gil Livni. His recently released album on Origin Records called All In. We heard a track that dates back to 1945 from composer Buddy Johnson called Since I Fell For You. With saxophonist Amrit Friedman, B3 player Jonathan Rickless, and drummer Jonathan Rosen. Out to the Vancouver area before that, and a debut recording from the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra, a 17-piece ensemble, working with B3 player Brian Charette. From the album Vancouver Jazz Orchestra Meets Brian Charette, we heard a tune from the artistic director of the group, James Dandifer, called Oh Brother, a track that featured guitarist Dave Sekula and bass trombonist Jim Hobson. And the set started with music recorded here in Montreal from singer Angela Galupo off of her self-titled album. We heard Eleanor Rigby, James Sadowe on the piano, Morgan Moore on the bass, and drummer Richard Irwin.
Thank you. his bird note. Gulls are notorious for snatching French fries from waste bins and flocking to landfills. But one Western gull's devotion to trash reached a new level with an epic road trip. Since 2013, researchers have been tracking Western gulls nesting on islands off San Francisco. Their GPS data show that on average, foraging gulls will travel about 11 miles away from their colonies. Then, in May 2018, a female gull took a trip like no other. She started by flying inland to a Bay Area transfer station. It's a waste facility where food scraps are loaded onto semis and hauled to a compost center in the Central Valley. But the tracking data show that after leaving the transfer station, the gull followed the highway east for 80 miles to that Central Valley composting facility. The only explanation? She was riding a transfer truck. The gull may have gotten trapped in the truck unintentionally, but it delivered her to 216 acres of glorious garbage. And shortly after returning to her colony, she repeated her trek. It's the first time scientists have documented such an unusual commute. But as human activity continues to alter Western gulls' natural habitat, maybe this new approach to dining out will catch on.